From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Today, Sunday, Ipswich Wison volunteers are supporting safety checkpoints during the Lake Manchester Trail being held this morning. A calendar of upcoming Wison-supported events will be available in the coming weeks. Jamboree of the Air and Internet is coming up on October 18 between 0900 hours and midnight. Volunteers are being sought to run a barbecue at lunchtime, as well as HF operations, a fox hunt, and an electronic station. If you can help, please contact John at vk4jbx@gmail.com. Bill VK4ZD and Di VK4DI will also be running Joto Jotty activities in Gatton. Greg VK4GJW is looking for interest in a standard course. About six people are needed. The course is tailored to the specific requirements of the standard license exam and is expected to run 4 or 5 weeks. And a reminder, the club's AGM is Saturday, August 23 at 10 a.m. To vote or nominate for a committee position, you must be a financial member prior to the meeting. The 2025-2026 fees are ordinary members $55, concession $45, family $65, and associate $60. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This week from Darling Downs Radio Club, we wanted an even quicker Q News, but no, so much has been happening in the last week and in the weeks coming, like we're all bubbling over to tell you, but there's no time. So, hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club. Last Tuesday, all club members of record, past and present, should have received an email with the packet for the annual general meeting. That gives you the agenda, minutes from last year, financials, motions on notice, and a copy of the proposed replacement for the club's rules. This is really important stuff. Our rules have not been updated forever, and they'd become out of step with legislation, the model rules, and particularly best practice. And that's common with lots of clubs, not just amateur radio organisations, but lots of clubs. And we think it's time to get back into line. The proposed rules document can be downloaded from the club's website at ddrci.org.au, and I'd commend to other clubs that you have a look. Read it. Let me know what you think. secretary@ddrci.org.au is the quick and best way to reach us. For members, the AGM is your chance to come and discuss the proposal, modify it if you think, but most particularly, let's get something happening. Next, of course, is memberships. We'll keep reminding you, if you haven't renewed or joined since the 1st of April, then your membership automatically lapsed on the 30th of June. It will take less than 5 minutes to rejoin, and it's all online. Over half our members have done this already, and the experience has been pretty good. Go to the website and start from there. On Sunday the 17th of August, which would be today and right now for most of you, the club is star of attraction at Bunnings Toowoomba North as we run the day's sausage sizzle. You can come along and say hi, which would be great. You could buy a sausage sanger and some drink, which would help the fundraising. You could hang around with your handheld and create atmosphere, which might encourage some newbies to join. And you can talk to us about the club. We'd like that. A lot. Bunnings Toowoomba North on Ruthven Street or New England Highway. It's just as you head out of the CBD. You know you desperately need the screw feed split section untethered left-handed socket screw twanger that your significant other promised you could have for your birthday. So jump in the car right now and come on down. We're now working strongly towards Jota with a plan to run classes and get some scouting types through to their foundation ticket. And Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Parade will be our next piece of involvement planning. Diary entry for that, Saturday the 20th of November, and plan to be there to wave us on, or even participate in the parade. Did you know that's a heap of fun? Final thought. Last Monday's member meeting was also a heap of fun. Who knew you could run show and tell by Zoom? Yes, and we'll send photos out shortly to prove that we had a real and virtual room full of people. Thanks to everybody who attended and all those who showed and told. That's it for another week. Check out the website at ddrci.org.au and you can send an email or contact form request if you missed some of this and can't find the WIA's text edition. We're here to help. And really important, if you didn't get the AGM packet and you think you missed out, tell us right now. 73s from John, VK4JPM and the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. Best wishes to all those taking part in the ID contest, and may the gods of radio propagation be favourable. Last week I went looking to re-familiarise myself with the friendly contest, and instead of just going to the WIA website, I did a search to see how far the news had travelled. Well, was I in for a shock. On the device that I was using, all bar one link related to 2024, or generic entries. The one positive link that did show was from a well-known amateur and retailer of radio gear. Now, I admit that it may have been simply the particular search engine, and I was not choosing to use AI either. But really, for an event on the amateur radio calendar to be so well hidden seems shameful. I shifted my attention to the Wireless Institute, and there was indeed a page of information on the levels and awards that could be earned. So, to all those who have been associated with the armed forces and the many participants in this memorial activity, I feel we need to apologise that the RD has become overcome with a bout of shyness. Last broadcast, I raised a few thoughts about how we amateurs could show the flag with items that identify us, at least to other radio freaks, and I was rewarded with an email from a Q News listener who had already commenced this journey by designing a T-shirt with suitable messaging. I suggested to him that he might contact some of the bigger clubs as they had already produced wearable items for their members, and some might be able to assist with suggestions as to sources and suppliers, as well as printing. So if you are contacted, please be aware that you are receiving a genuine inquiry. One thing I have noted is that the world seems to be getting more and more isolated. I watch a bit of TV news and have been known to enjoy broadcast radio news services too. It was via social media that I learnt about the fires that are afflicting Spain and Portugal and the heatwave that is seeing temperatures career into the mid-40 degrees Celsius. It seems that even with journalists scattered around the world, we consumers of their work are getting less of it than ever before. We've had the removal of many sub-editors from media sources some years ago. We've seen overseas bureaus shut or reduced to minimal staffing, and even though there are very good international news agencies, our speakers and screens don't seem to get the share of their work output to any degree. I mention this because in some ways it seems the club circuit has closed in on individual units, and there is less visits and interactions than, say, a few years ago. So maybe this is an item to pursue amongst our clubs. Let's see if we can get more social activities to strengthen those slowing bonds of friendship. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.